Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to get to talk to our guy, Joe Fortenbaugh. He is our man in Vegas, regardless of where he lives in the wide United States. He'll always be that for us. And Joe joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Joe, a week ago you threatened to talk about the Bears. Oh, my God, I've been waiting a week. How are you, brother?
Hey, Joe.
It's a huge day, gentlemen, a huge day indeed. Do we start with the Sox, the Blackhawks, the Cubs? Where do you want to go?
Who? At our disposal. Bears. Bears.
I cannot imagine what the excitement level in Chicago has to be like heading into this weekend. Optimism around the team. Optimism around the most important position in all of professional sports. You're a favorite against the Tennessee Titans, so it's a winnable game. How many people are nervous about this game? I'll start with this. Money on the Titans. We can get into this. It's knocked it from 4.5 down to 3.5. Main reason for that isn't so much that the Titans are great, maybe a little undervalued, people not realizing they've improved in some key areas, but Chicago getting a lot of love. Rookie quarterbacks, especially number one overall picks, have not fared well historically in their first game out. I'm not necessarily agreeing with it. I'm just relaying the information for how Vegas sees it right now.
What do you like about the Bears and the opportunities to make some money off this season and this team?
So I've been very much with the public, and you guys know me. In the past, when I've come on, if I don't like Chicago, like I've hinted at the fact that I would bet the other way or that I'd stay away from the game entirely. Not pandering to the audience at all. I played over the win total 8.5. I played yes playoffs back when it was around plus 140. That's now minus 105. I felt it was a team that was worth taking a shot on. You know, you can give me all the rookie quarterback stats you want. You can give me all the negative number one overall pick has never done this in his first season. This is not your standard number one overall pick situation. Normally, the team drafting number one overall stinks. And that's what Carolina did last year. They stunk. But the problem for Carolina is they traded the pick to the Bears. Bears were actually a pretty good team. Defense is going to be above average. You have a rookie quarterback who's got more weapons around him than I can remember for a rookie quarterback stepping into this situation. So ultimately, with that, combined with the fact that from a Vegas metric standpoint, the schedule sets up quite nicely, I like the Bears to get to 9. We're talking about improving 2 wins from last year, and I think they can threaten a playoff spot. And at plus 140, it was worth my money.
Yeah, I totally agree with the way you're looking at it, Joe. And I think,
big surprise. But big surprise, the guys in Chicago agree.
No, but I think that there are people in this town. Our executive producer had him at 12 wins before Bill Belichick questioned him. Now, we had him at 11 wins a year ago when they won 7 games. So I don't know that he counts. But I'm just saying, it's like crazy shot out of a cannon excitement over this Bears season.
It's going to be, and it should be.
Yeah.
It should be. I mean, again, what do we talk about every year in the grand scheme with the Bears? Never had a 4,000-yard passer.
Exactly.
Can't get the quarterback position figured out. There's a lot to like here, but you can't overlook this opponent in week one. Tennessee's very easy to overlook. They'll be improved on the offensive line. Bill Callahan, son of Brian Callahan, the new head coach, he comes over from Cleveland. He's going to man up the offensive line. That's an upgrade. Defensively, they made some key upgrades as well. I think this could sneaky be one of the best games of the weekend. So I'm not laying it with the Bears. I've already got my positions from a futures perspective. I like them long term. The money is coming in on Tennessee. It's going down to 3.5. You got to respect the market, but I think it's going to be a very good football game. Can they limit what Caleb Williams needs to do? No one needs 400 yards from Caleb Williams when you have this Bears defense. We want to play smart football this weekend, boys. If we do that, we get the win.
This segment with Joe Fortenbaugh brought to you by Four Seasons Heating and Air Conditioning, Plumbing and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. What else do you like about week one, Joe?
All right, so we'll start with the pros and then we'll go to college. It's not the most robust slate. I'll throw a couple futures in here that you can still play at the end. But I'm going to start with this. Best bet of the weekend, Seattle Seahawks -6 over Denver. I think Seattle's one of the most underrated teams in the NFL this year. Mike McDonald, the former defensive coordinator in Baltimore. Anyone see that stink defense last night? They couldn't stop anything when it mattered. They couldn't get any pressure. When they did get Mahomes, they let him out off the hook. They didn't play very well in that game. They lost some key players, but losing McDonald was huge. He was highly coveted. He's going to step into a situation in Seattle where there are more pieces on that defense than people realize. Offensively, Ryan Grubb comes over as the offensive coordinator. He was at the University of Washington. This offense is going to look very, very different. They're going to be up-tempo, and they're going to be able to spread it out and throw the ball all over the field with 3 good wide receivers in Lockett, Smith Njigba, and DK Metcalf. Keep in mind, people can like Bo Nix all they want. That's fine. I'm not against him. He's a rookie making his first career start on the road in Seattle against the 12th man. I'll lay the 6 with the Seahawks. I like him to go over 7.5 wins as well. I think that team's very undervalued. Jacksonville +3.5 against Miami. I think the Jags are undervalued, and Miami's dealing with some key injuries on the defensive side of the ball. Remember, 2 years ago, Jacksonville's in the playoffs in Doug Pease's first year on the job. Last year, they started 8-3 before they went into the tank, so everybody checked out on them. They upgraded at wide receiver and along the O-line. I think Miami's good, but this is going to be a tight football game. And of all the teams that are going to fear playing in that heat down in Miami in September, Jacksonville's not one of them. They're used to it. So we'll take the Jags +3. Dallas and Cleveland, we're going to go under 40.5 points. I think this game's going to be a rock fight. Cleveland was number one in scoring defense at home last year, 13 points per game. They returned virtually everyone. They brought in Mike Vrabel as a consultant, which is going to help the defense as well. Offensively, they got some issues on the line and at running back, so I don't think they're going to move the ball up and down the field. Dallas has O-line issues. Dallas has a very, very large question mark at the running back position as well. Rock fight under 40.5 total points. And then Monday Night Football, I'll go Jets +4.5 against the Niners. I'm also playing the Niners under 11.5 wins. I'm not high on them at all. They were one of the healthiest teams in the NFL last year. They had a great schedule last year. Metrically, they were at the top of so many different categories. So many. A turnover differential, giveaways, yards per play, how they got ahead of the sticks on first down. And all that resulted in 12 wins. 12. You're telling me you're going to replicate that this year? I don't see it. Schedule sets up difficult. 8 games against teams that are going to have a rest advantage. So I go under 11.5 wins. Mm-hmm. I think they're in a dogfight with the Jets in this matchup. Jets can play some defense. They got competent quarterback play. No one in Chicago needs to hear about that guy anymore, so I'll keep it moving. But I think the Jets plus the 4.5. So your NFL card looks like this. Jags plus 3.5. Seahawks minus the 6. Cleveland, Dallas under 40.5. Jets plus 4.5. For the teaser fans out there, tease the Bengals from 8.5 down to 2.5. So you only need to win by 3. Pair them up with Seattle. You take them from minus 6 down to a pick 'em. You hit those two, you hit your first teaser of the season.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joe, just so you know, I took the Jets to win the division and was slighted by Mr. David
here. Yes, he was. I'm not a believer.
So I'm on Team Joe.
David, who are you taking to win the East then?
Dolphins. Tua. Oh. It's all about Tua. He's got the it factor. Just ask him.
1-6 in games against playoff teams last year. That's not a problem.
A trend is not your friend, not this year. It's different different season, Joe. You asked.
That division's very compelling because in this game, we've talked about this before, so many people look at this as understanding coaches and players and teams. You got to understand human psychology to be able to beat this game. And with Miami, just like I talked about with Jacksonville, people say what I just said. Well, they can't beat any of the good teams. Well, just because they haven't doesn't mean they can't moving forward. And if they figure out how to solve some of those issues, they're going to be right there, especially with Buffalo stepping back a little bit, at least in my opinion.
I hear you.
And you never know with the Jets. So I think the value on Miami, nothing wrong with that. I'm just busting chops.
I know.
Yeah, they're going to miss Vic. What do you like in college?
All right, we had a good little start in college last week. So let's see if we can keep it cooking. I'm going to rapid fire through. Oregon minus 21 over Boise State. The best of the number got away from us. Oregon was very good in the box score last week, but the final score didn't indicate that. Boise had a hell of a matchup against, I believe it was Georgia Southern in the humidity. They looked very good running the ball. Defense, highly suspect. I think Oregon puts it on them. I'd lay the 21 with the Ducks. Northern Illinois plus 28 against Notre Dame. Look, I know I'm talking to Chicago, a lot of Notre Dame fans. We liked the Notre Dame under last week. We were very good with that. This isn't anti-Notre Dame. It's just a potential flat spot, okay? You're off a huge win, and now the schedule sets up so nicely. I don't think Notre Dame's going to show up and just boat race Northern Illinois. you lose a little motivation off an A&M win like that. So I'll take the 28 points with Northern Illinois. Virginia plus 1.5 in their matchup against Wake Forest. Wake Forest trending in the wrong direction from last year. Virginia trending in the right direction. Game open 2.5 and was bet down. That's some sharp money there. Old Dominion in East Carolina, probably the Joe Fortenball special of the week, game no one's paying attention to. Over 54.5, open 51.5. These two teams played very fast last week. They scored a bunch of points despite a lot of turnovers and a lot of mistakes. The market's undervaluing their scoring potential. And then on top of that, we're going to play Michigan, Texas. We're going to go back to that first half wager from last week. We're going to go under 21.5. Michigan can play defense. They're going to have the crowd noise on their side. I think Quinn Ewers is a bit overrated. However, Michigan's offense is going to run the ball, slow the game down. They can't throw very well. Texas is going to pose a problem. I think it's a low-scoring game. So your college football recap, Virginia plus 1.5, Northern Illinois plus 28, Oregon minus 21, Old Dominion, East Carolina over 54.5, Michigan, Texas first half under 21.5. I got games for tonight, too. Do we have time?
Yes.
Yeah, tonight, Northwestern Duke.
Yeah, okay. Philadelphia, Green Bay.
Oh, okay. That one.
Yeah. Northwestern Dukes, some people like the over in that game. I haven't done anything with it yet. I got two player props for you. Christian Watson, Packers wide receiver, over 39.5 yards. Banged up most of last season, but averaged right around this mark. Philly's secondary, especially at cornerback, is a little banged up. They got a lot of good receivers in Green Bay. This kid's finally healthy. I would target him tonight, over 39.5 yards. Jalen Hurts rushing, over 38.5 yards. 2 years ago, when they ran the ball the way they were supposed to, he averaged 50 yards per game. Last year, when they got away from the run, he was still averaging about 35 yards per game. They're going to run more with him tonight. So Hurts over 38.5 rushing yards. Watson over 39.5 receiving yards. I lean Philadelphia, but I haven't bet it yet. Wouldn't be surprised that they go into the tank with all their problems. And then the over, I think we get a higher scoring game. First half overs like 23.5, 24.5, somewhere right around there. I'd play over that. I think they come out and they put some points on the board.
That's fantastic, Joe. Thank you, buddy. We're gonna try drinking some Caipirinhas at about 9, 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, we're getting into that a little bit later. Thanks, Joe.
Do your thing. Continue putting on the best show in Chicago. But to everyone out there, this is your season. Stay focused. Go Bears!
Oh, love it, Joe. Love it. Love
it. Weekend.
That's our guy. That's Joe Ford.
I love, too, that he gave Northern Illinois a little love that they're going to be plus 28. But come on. You know, it's
28, man. It's a lot.
But they're going to wake up in the morning. They're going to say, we're going to give them all they can handle. And they're going to be telling their family about this in 25 years, the playing at Notre Dame Stadium.
We only lost by 27.
Yes! I love that, Joe. Picks the obscure games and goes out to the college football.
What was the Old Dominion East Carolina game?
Love it.
That's Joe,
love
man,
it.
Right there. 312-644-6767. We've got some Coom. Great stuff coming up. Yeah, none other than the great Ron Coomer will join us next, and we should let you know that our segment with Joe was one of our favorite ever. So take that. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.